Unit 13. Places to stay. Page 92. 2. Booking a hotel room.
Hello, the Old Ship Hotel. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'd like to book a room for next month.
Of course. When exactly would you be arriving?
The 19th, and we're leaving on the 24th.
So that's 5 nights. And what kind of room would you like?
Well, there are actually 2 of us. How much would 2 singles be?
That would be £60 each per night.
Right. And what if we shared a twin room?
That would be £95 for the room per night.
Is that with an ensuite bathroom?
Yes, of course. All rooms are ensuite and have all the normal facilities.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'd like 2 singles, if possible.
Let me just check if we have those available. No, I'm sorry. We only have 1 single room available for those days.
All right. Well, never mind. We can share.
So you'd like 1 twin room for 5 nights, arriving the 19th and departing the 24th?
That's right.
That'll be £475. We'll need to take your credit card details to make the booking.
Yes, sure.
What kind of card are you paying with?
Visa.
Okay. And their number?
5362 3870 6429 8479.
That's fine. And what's the expiry date?
0609.
Okay. And your name as it appears on the card?
Anton Juric. That's Y-U-R-I-C-K.
Great. So that's all booked for you, Mr. Juric.
Unit 13, page 93. 4. Using grammar. First conditionals. Listen to the second part of the conversation.
So if there's anything else you need to know, please don't hesitate to get in touch.
Well, actually, there is one more thing. I need confirmation of the booking for my visa application.
Of course, no problem, sir. If you fax us with your request, we'll fax you back a letter by tomorrow.
Great. If you wait a second, I'll get a pen. Yes, what's the fax number?
0044 31569 4482.
Okay, that's great. You've been very helpful. Thanks.
No problem. We look forward to seeing you.
Unit 13, page 93, 4. Using grammar, first conditionals. 1.
If you wait a moment, I'll drive you to the station.
2.
If you wait there, I'll go and see.
3.
If you call me when you get to the station, I'll come and pick you up.
4.
I'll come with you if you like.
5.
I'll take your bags down if you like.
6.
If you leave your details, I'll ask him to call you when he gets back.
7.
I'll do it this afternoon if I don't forget.
8.
There won't be any rooms left if we don't book one soon.
Unit 13, page 94. Catherine.
The best place I've ever stayed was a little wooden hut in the rainforests of Borneo. Looking out over the mountains. There were lots of mosquitoes there, and I woke up covered in bites. But the really great thing was that the following day, we climbed the highest mountain in Southeast Asia, Mount Kinabalu. I spent my 18th birthday there. And my cake was a piece of bread covered in little bits of chocolate. It was wonderful.
James.
The best place I've ever stayed is a small Greek island called Seriphos. It's really quiet. There is no airport. There are hardly any hotels. And most people who go there rent a room from a local family. When I go there, I always stay with the same family. They are lovely and give me homemade bread and cakes and even eggs. There are some wonderful beaches with hardly any people on them, and the house I stay in looks out over the sea. When you're there, you can forget about the rest of the world. Eat well and just relax.
Harry.
The best place I've ever stayed in is the Miyamoto Hotel in Tokyo. It's in a central district, which is a great mixture of modern buildings, restaurants, old squares, bookshops and museums. The hotel has one of those foyers that seem to go up to the sky, and about 7 or 8 restaurants. But what I really like about it is the open-air swimming pool on the 9th floor. Swimming about up there and looking out over Tokyo is amazing. I stayed at the hotel in August, though, which was maybe a mistake. Going back into the air-conditioned hotel in the afternoon from the hot streets was a real shock because it was so cold.
Diana.
The best place I've ever stayed was a 1920s hotel in France. It was a lovely building with a big fountain in lovely gardens. But what I really remember about it is that it's where my husband asked me to marry him. While I was having a shower, I think he phoned room service and organized it. They brought breakfast up, and all the hot food was covered with metal lids. I sat down expecting a nice breakfast. I lifted up one metal lid, and there was toast. I lifted up a second, and there were some eggs. I lifted up a third lid, and there was the ring. I started crying immediately. It was so romantic.
Alan.
One of the best places I've ever stayed in was my friend Joel's parents' house in Maine. I've been there for the last 2 Thanksgiving holidays, and I've had a wonderful time. They have a beautiful house on the beach looking out over the Atlantic Ocean. They designed the house themselves, and the rooms have amazing light, especially during the morning and at sunset. They have a great dog called Kaya that my girlfriend really loved.
Unit 13, page 96. 2. While you listen.
Hi, Kasia. Have you had a good day?
Yes, great, thanks. I spent most of the day walking around town. It's really nice.
Yes, it is.
What about you? What kind of day have you had?
Oh, the usual. Work. It was okay, but I prefer to be on holiday.
I'm sure.
Anyway, you hungry? I'm doing some chicken for dinner.
Oh, right. I'm not sure I'll have time to eat. I'm meeting Tom at 7:30.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Sorry. Well, you should still have time to get there if you leave here at 7:10. There's a bus which goes at 7:15.
Oh, right, okay. Well, in that case, can I do anything to help?
You could lay the table if you like. The cutlery is in that drawer. Thanks.
Okay. Is it okay if I have a quick shower after I've done this?
Yes, of course, as long as you're quick. Dinner should be ready fairly soon. I think I left a towel in one of the drawers in your room.
Okay, great. And have you got an iron I could use?
Yes, sure. It's on the shelf in the back room where the washing machine is. There's an ironing board in there as well. It's folded up behind the door.
Okay, great. Where do you keep the glasses?
It's okay. I'll do the rest of the table if you want to go and get ready.
All right, thanks. Oh, and just one last thing. I completely forgot to pack my makeup. Has Sheila got any I can use?
Yes, I'm sure she has. You can ask her when she gets back. She should be here quite soon.
Oh, okay.
You sound as if you're getting quite dressed up. Are you going anywhere nice?
No, not particularly. I think we might just go to the cinema. We haven't completely decided yet.
Okay. And you and Tom, are you... Is there...
No, no, not at all. Why do men always think that if a woman puts on some makeup, she's looking for a boyfriend?
Okay, okay. Sorry, I just wondered. So, are you seeing someone else?
Jeremy!
Okay, sorry, I'm just joking. By the way, are you going to be back late?
I don't think so, but I've got a key, so it's not a problem, is it?
No, of course not. Come back whenever you like. But if we've gone to bed, can you make sure both locks on the front door are locked before you go to bed?
Sure, no problem. Okay, I'm going to have that shower.
Unit 13, page 97. 5. Using grammar. Asking for permission. 1.
Is it okay if I have a shower now?
Yes, as long as you're quick. I want to have one as well before I go out.
2.
Is it okay if I put this stuff in with your washing?
Yes, of course, as long as they're all dark things.
3.
Is it okay if I use the telephone?
Yes, of course, as long as you're quick. I'm expecting a call.
4.
Is it okay if I have some milk?
Yes, of course, as long as you leave some for my coffee.
5.
Do you mind if a friend of mine comes over this evening?
No, of course not, as long as they don't stay too late.
6.
Do you mind if I come back late this evening?
No, not at all, as long as you don't wake the baby up when you come in.
7.
Do you mind if I put some music on?
No, not at all. As long as it's not too loud.
8.
Do you mind if I just check my email on your computer?
No, of course not. As long as you're quick. I need to finish some work on it.